morning back in Washington, D.C., the House Committee on Natural Resources held what's called a markup on the CORE Act, the Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy Act. And what a markup is it's an opportunity for committee members to discuss a bill and offer amendments and then to vote on whether to pass that bill out of committee and on to the full House of Representatives. The House Committee on Natural Resources voted to pass the CORE Act out of committee and send it to the full House of Representatives for a vote.
Recently, a staff member of Senator Bennett's office met with Garfield County commissioners, and it seemed like they were a little bit more in favor of supporting the act. What do you know about that?
Senator Bennett, who, along with Congressman Joe Neguse, are the sponsors of the CORE Act, which would protect the Thompson Divide, as well as about 100,000 acres along Colorado's Continental Divide near DeVale and Summit County. And Garfield County has, for about a decade, been supportive of a permanent protection for the Thompson Divide, but earlier this year decided not to support that protection in the CORE Act. So I think both the community and the senator's office have been working with the county to see if they can make some changes to the bill that would then allow Garfield County to support it. The meat of those changes is to add provisions to the CORE Act that would allow for the leasing of methane, that's natural gas, that's escaping from abandoned coal mines in portions of the Thompson Divide. And allowing that leasing would allow for companies to capture the methane and either create electricity from it or simply to just flare it, meaning burn the methane, because it's an extremely potent greenhouse gas, anywhere between 20 to 80 times more powerful than carbon dioxide. Those provisions would have both a benefit to climate and potentially also, you know, an economic and energy benefit as well.
Well, the Garfield County commissioners had expressed interest to John Whitney, who represented Senator Bennett's office in a couple of meetings, that they would like to have some of the old mines in Garfield County in the Colorado River Valley near Newcastle to be included in that methane study that was included in the CORE Act. And it seems to me that Senator Bennett is okay with adding that language. What can you tell us about that?
That language actually has already been added to the CORE Act. And so the version of the bill that passed out of committee today includes language that would allow for that capture of escaped methane from coal mines and specifically creates some areas in the Coal Basin area in Pitkin County and running south from Newcastle into the Thompson Divide in Garfield County, where companies could go in and capture that methane.
What is Congressman Scott Tipton's stance on this?
You know, he is not a co-sponsor of the CORE Act. Some of the lands in the CORE Act, including the Thompson Divide, are in his district. You know, communities around the Thompson Divide, the ranching community, the recreation community, the towns of Glenwood and Carbondale have been asking him to help them protect this area for a decade, and he hasn't done so yet. So we're working along with a lot of other folks to convince him that this is what's right for him to do as a representative of the 3rd District.
Were you among those who went to Washington, D.C. to lobby for the CORE Act?
Yes. I went back to Washington, D.C. last week along with some county commissioners from Summit County, Pitkin County, rancher from the Thompson Divide, folks from the Thompson Divide Coalition. We visited, you know, all the members of our delegation, Congressman Scott Tipton, Senator Cory Gardner, and Senator Michael Bennett, along with a couple other representatives, and just carried the message of, you know, how much community support there is for protecting the Thompson Divide and other areas in the CORE Act. And so it was just a case of folks who live in these communities, who've spent time in these lands, asking Congress to help them protect them.
What was the response from Congressman Tipton's office?
they're looking at the CORE Act. I think they had some ideas for some changes. You know, some of those seemed pretty reasonable to us. So we didn't hash out a deal or anything like that, but it was great to see that staff in his office were, you know, taking a detailed look at the bill. And so we're hopeful that we can get to a place where Congressman Tipton can support the CORE Act.
Well, it sounds like the CORE Act is on its way. What's the next step?
The next step would be for the full House of Representatives to vote on the CORE Act. And, you know, it's still the day that it's moved out of committee, so we don't have a sense on the timing of that. But I think the fact that it's, you know, already had a hearing, it's just had a markup, means it's moving pretty quickly, you know, in less than 6 months since it was first introduced. So I'm optimistic that it'll get a vote in the House this year.
Will Rausch, Director of Wilderness Workshop, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Amy.